It's time for the Daily Deep Dive. Today, how to avoid getting hurt playing sport, and then when you return to play, how to avoid being hurt again, because the risk the second time is higher. Associate Professor Paul Wu is Research Fellow at the Queensland University of Technology Centre for Data Science. Let's start at the beginning. Great to see you. Why is predicting sports injuries such a difficult problem?
Hi, Ellen, and thank you very much for having me. So it is such a big problem that about millions of Australians each year get hurt in sports, 3.47 million in 2023, and 66,000 needing hospitalisation afterwards. And what's changed now is that there's these new technologies like wearables and other technologies available to try to help you prevent injuries. Now, but the thing is, it is hard. It is really hard because the human body is a really complex system. You can't be taking an MRI every day to see how you're really going. So what we're trying to do in our work with the Australian Institute of Sport and other collaborators is to use how you're moving, a pattern of how you're moving, how you feel, and the context, age and other, the types of activities that you're doing to try to learn about your injury risk.
Yeah, so the risk isn't static. Just because you're a human being with elbows and knees doesn't mean that I'm necessarily going to damage my knee when another 58-year-old woman might not damage her knee.
Absolutely. And so that risk is not even just for the same person, for yourself. That risk is changing over time. And what we try to do then is to estimate or understand the state of the person and how that's changing. And so, well, one way to understand how it all works is to use, okay, we're taking these measurements of how this person moves, the context, how long ago since their previous injury and how severe it was and the kind of session that they're doing, whether it's a training or a game or the like, to project forwards. Okay, from this day, what might it be like tomorrow, this day, the day after, and so on, or going backwards from this point in time, what was it like yesterday, the day before, and basically to line up the evidence so that you get the best possible estimation of how you are, the state.
And whether you're likely to be injured, likely to be injured to start with, and then if you're injured, whether you're likely to have a repeat injury when you go back to sport.
Yeah, exactly. So it's this kind of return to play context especially in professional sports, this is a big challenge. Like, do I play? Do I not play? How much training to do? Of what kinds of intensities should we be doing? So what are some of the things we're measuring here? It's movement. So what might be your maximum speed that you're running at? Or how about the number of efforts at different levels of your maximum speed? Change your speed as well. So accelerations, decelerations. And then trying to learn from that, I guess, individual profiles for this person so that we can then have a tool to go, well, what if? What if we did training given your current, how you've been performing and your injury history? What if we did training of this level today or a different level? A tool for then the athletes, the practitioners and all the support staff to try to optimise.
Yeah. For everyone who's ever had an ACL injury and a repair, you'll be listening very closely to the wireless at this point of time, because this is just what you want to know. Or if you've ever had, you know, your knee slip out or your shoulder go out, you want to know, is this going to happen to me again? And as you say, Associate Professor Paul Wu, it's very significant for professional players. You followed an AFL club over a season of play. What sort of information did you collect from the players?
So to be fair here, we work with the AIS, Australian Institute of Sport, and through them, engage with the AFL. And so this is where the kinds of information we're using to understand injury and return to play was centered around. So I talked about movement before and some of the factors that go into there. But also what factors in is how you're feeling. So what is so-called rating of perceived exertion. So how hard you felt that particular training, rehab or game session was. Also is important is context. So your age affects how you might transition, how your state might change.
And when you were dealing with these AFL players, you were using body-worn sensors. And then how did you use that data?
Yeah. So this is the, I guess, the AI part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this data then is fed into these. Well, actually, what we have, we're seeing nowadays is rather than one tool to try to work with everything, a collection of tools. So a collection of modeling techniques, and what I was talking about before, kind of trying to infer the state of the person and what that means then going forwards.
And how good is AI? How accurate is AI at being able to predict future injury?
Yeah. So in terms of our AI model, artificial intelligence here, so when somebody has an injury, using historical data to test, we found to be able to correctly predict injury 77% of the time, with not too many false positives. So
that's a great batting average, 77% prediction of future injury.
Yeah, on this particular case study.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, but I think this is a really promising area. So we've worked with the AIS on this data set, but there's much more opportunity. So we incorporated, we learned from the data, which is important, but it's also really important to capture the experts. There's like decades of experience in sports, in medicine, in injury epidemiology. I still have to sound out that word. And I think that's really powerful, and that's how you can build better and better tools to support people.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful, particularly for professional athletes, but also for people who love to run, love to play, suffer an injury that means they can't do that, and then wonder, is it going to happen again? How soon can I get back to doing it? What wonderful research you're doing in our backyard. Thank you for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
Associate Professor Paul Wu, Research Fellow at QUT Centre for Data Science. That's your deep dive for today.